Kippurim. Halachot Yom Kippurim. There are some individuals that, because of health reasons, have to eat on Yom Kippurim. Now, we're not talking about a case over here that's pikuach nefesh, God forbid, which is life-threatening. So if it's life-threatening, then the person has to eat in his normal manner, and he doesn't have to make any calculations. Of course, the Torah is more concerned that he lives through Kippur. He's not supposed to die from the fast. The Torah says, v'hai b'hem. You must live by the Torah, v'lo shiyamut b'hem. But we're talking about over here, where a person has a leniency to eat, from a doctor, or because a lady that just gave birth, and cases like that, where there's weakness, but not life-threatening. So then the question is, how is one supposed to eat on Yom Kippurim? So it's very important to know this rule, because this question always comes up. First of all, one has to know what the Isur Karet would be, which means if somebody was a healthy person, what would he have to eat in order to bring upon himself Isur Karet? So the Shi'ur on Yom Kippur is Kakotevet Hagasa. Kotevet Hagasa is the Shi'ur of a date, but that's plump, a big date. What's the Shi'ur? We don't know how to calculate plump dates. Kotevet Hagasa. So the Hakamim say that's 2/3 of the size of a Betzah. Okay, that's good. But what's the Shi'ur of a Betzah? Shi'ur of a Betzah is about 56 grams. So the poskim say that the Shi'ur on Kippur to be Hayav, Karet, if one ate 36 grams of foodstuff, that's the Shi'ur of Kotevet Hagasa. And if they ate it within a certain period of time, which we call that time Kedeh Achilat Pares, that for argument's sake would be within, let's say, a period of time that can range between 5 and 10 minutes. But the point is, if they ate that Shi'ur in a certain period of time, it could be Hayav Karet. So we want to avoid the Karet scenario. Even if a person is allowed to eat and he has doctor's orders to eat, but if it's possible, we tell him to avoid karet. Now, if he's going to eat a regular piece of bread, and he's going to eat 36 grams of bread, and he's going to eat it very quickly, so bingo. So, although he was allowed to eat, but he didn't even bother to circumvent the isur karet. So the poskim tell him to do the following. Let him eat 30 grams, which is not the karet shi'ur. And Hakam Avadya holds that he can eat 30 grams, and then he should wait 10 minutes. He takes the long opinion over here of Achilat Pares to be stringent. Let him wait 10 minutes, and after 10 minutes, he can eat another 30 grams of bread. So, for example, if he ate the first 30 grams at 8 o'clock, at 8:10, he could have the next 30 grams. And then he waits, and then at 8:20, he could have the next 30 grams. So he doesn't have to nibble at it. He can actually calculate it. Now, you can tell me, Rabbi, I don't know how much 30 grams it is. So either he could weigh it. According to Hakam Avadya, he calculates this by weight. Either you could weigh it before Kippur, so you have a basic understanding. If necessary, you can even weigh it on Kippur itself with a scale in order to know the shi'ur. So a practical case. A person needs to eat. In the morning, he takes a piece of bread. Shi'ur of A, 30 grams. He ate it. He did not get karet. It was only 30 grams. Now, if he would eat within 10 minutes, now it's possible that he ate more than 36 grams within the shi'ur of Achilat Paris. That's why we say to wait 10 minutes. The shi'ur of Hakam Avadya on Kippur is 10 minutes. Now, the question then would be, what about his nitilat yadayim? What about his hamotzi? And what about his berkat hamazon? Well, hamotzi is not a question. Hamotzi has to make even if he eats one morsel of bread. So the hamotzi is not a question. The berkat hamazon also is simple to analyze. If he ate at least 30 grams, which is a kizayit, within the 10 minutes, so then he has to make berkat hamazon. So in our case, we put 30 grams in his mouth at 8 o'clock, And then he waited till 8:10 to eat the next. Of course he has to make Birkat HaMazon. The question is Netilat Yadayim. And Netilat Yadayim, the rule basically is if you're having less than a Kezayit, you really don't have to wash your hands. You can if you'd like. If you're having a Kezayit to two Kezayits, you wash your hands without a Beracha. And if you have a Kabetza, which is two Kezayits or more, you wash your hands with a Beracha. So in this case over here, the guy ate, let's say, 8 o'clock, 30 grams. Waited 10 minutes, and then he had at 8:10 another 30 grams. So he had basically two kezayits, and he ate each kezayit within the time of Achilat Pades. So therefore, he would make Netilat Yadayim with a beracha. If he only ate 30 grams, and that's all he's planning on eating, he would make Netilat Yadayim b'di beracha. If he's having less than 30 grams, he would not make Netilat Yadayim at all. Now, if he wants to, we can. Acham Avigdor's ruling is, whenever a person makes Netilat Yadayim on Yom Kippur, even in a case where he wants to be stringent on himself, when he ate less than a kezayit, he makes regular Netilat Yadayim up to the wrist. And he's able to wash like a normal washing, because that's not called a washing of pleasure, that's a halachic washing. That only explains the laws of eating. When it comes to drinking, there's other rules which will be discussed.